The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 28, 1973, in London, England.
It is said that the soul is invisible, inconceivable, immutable, and unchangeable. Knowing this, you should not grieve for the body.
Abhaktayam achintayam abhikarjayam chati tasma evam viditya enam na anusuchitam arasi. So Krishna began this teaching to Arjuna. First of all, asuchyan nanusuchastam sugyavadam suhas. You are talking like learned scholar, but you are lamenting on the body, which is not at all important. Nanusuchandi. Here also the same thing. Tasmadevam viditta enam, this body, na anusuchitam manasi. Do not be very much serious about this body. The soul is the subject matter to be considered. But the modern civilization, they are concerned with this body. Just the opposite. Krishna says, because the soul is immortal, therefore tasma evam viditta, understanding on this principle, enam, this body, na anusuchitum marasi. The real factor is the soul. We have to take care of the soul, not of the body. So far body is concerned, there are pains and pleasures like climatic changes. Agamapayana anitya. Such bodily pains and pleasure come and go. They are not permanent. Tāṅ-ti-dikha-sumāra. So, you have to learn how to tolerate these bodily pains and pleasure, but you have to take care of the soul. But the modern civilization, they have no knowledge of the soul, what to speak of, taking care of it, and like animals, they are in the bodily concept of life, taking much care of the body, but they have no information of the soul, and what to speak of taking care of. This is the lamentable condition of modern civilization. Animal civilization. The animal simply take care of the body, has no information of the soul. So this civilization is animal civilization. Mūḍha. Mūḍha means animal, asses. Now if we say to the people in general, they'll be angry upon us. But actually, this is the position. Yashyātu buddhi kunapi tidhākuti. Several times explained this verse. Jasya ātma buddhi. Ātma means self. Buddhi has taken this body as self. Yashyātu buddhi. But what is this body? This body is nothing but a bag of tridhākuti. Kapha, pitta, vayu. And its byproduct. by mucus, bile and air, by interaction of these three things. Just like this material world, this house, what is this house? Tejo barimit vinimayam. Anything in this material world, what is that? Tejo barimit vinimayam. An exchange of fire, water and earth. Tejo barimit vinimayam. Exchange. You take earth, you take water, mix them and put it into the fire, it becomes brick, then powder it, it becomes cement, then again combine them, it becomes a big skyscraper building. So as this material world, anything you take, it is simply a combination of these three ingredients, plus air and sky, for drying. Air is required for drying. So, combination of the five elements. Similarly, this body is also combination of five elements. There is no difference. But because in the big skyscraper building, there is no soul, it stands in one place. But the body has got the soul, therefore it moves. That is the difference. The soul is important. But they do not know. Just like we have manufactured the airplane and there is no soul. But another soul means the pilot. He takes care of it. He drives. Therefore it is moving. So without soul, there cannot be any movement. Either the thing must have soul or some other soul will take care of it. Then it will move. Therefore, the important is the soul, not this material body. So anyone who is accepting this material body as very important. Just like the other day, some rascals came, they were very much eager for feeding this body, those who are starving. Starvation, the starvation of the bodily concept of life, but there is spiritual starvation. That we are not taking care of. Material starvation may be there, but actually that is not a problem. Because there is sufficient arrangement for maintaining this material body. Real starvation is of the soul. The soul is not getting spiritual food. Here, in this meeting, this is meant for giving to the starving spirit soul. And as soon as we get some spiritual food, then we become happy. That is it. Situation. Jayatma samprasidati. Unless you get spiritual food, there cannot be satisfaction of the real soul. The same example. Within the cage, there is the bird. If you simply wash the cage very nicely and cover it and paint it, and the bird within the cage is crying, starving. What is this civilization? Similarly, we spirit soul, we have been encased within this body. So our natural aspiration is to get freedom from this encasement as much as the bird is struggling to get freedom from the cage. Similarly, we are not happy being encased. Yesterday we learned from Bhagavad Gita, soul's position is sarvagataha. Soul can go anywhere. That is, it has got the freedom. Those who are spiritually advanced by yogic mystic power, they can also move anywhere he likes, anima laghima siddhi. There are still yogis in India who early in the morning takes bath in four dhamas, Haridwar, Jagannath Puri, Rameswaram and Dwarka. There are still yogis. Within 1 hour, they will take bath in four places. Sarvagata, the speed. They will sit down in one place and by yogic prayer process, within few minutes, will get up. Deep in here, in this water, suppose in London, you dip, take your dip in the Thames River, and when you get up, you see in Calcutta, Ganges. There is yogic process like that. Sarvagata. So, the spirit soul has got so much freedom. Sarvagata. Anywhere he likes, he can go. But this impediment is this body, which is checking our freedom. So, if you get rid of this material body and be situated in spiritual body, just like Narad Muni, he can move anywhere. He's moving. His business is moving. Sometimes he's going to Vaikuntha Loka, sometimes he's coming to this material loka. He has got spiritual body. He's free to move anywhere. Spaceman. They are trying to travel in the space by machine. There is no necessity of machine. Yantra Rurani Maya. The machine is made of Maya. But you have got your own power. That is very speedy. It is being checked. Therefore, one should be very much careful how to get this soul out of this encasement of this material body. That should be our first concern. But those who are simply concerned with this body, they are no better than the animals, cows and asses. Sa eva gokhara. Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradisu bhoma yujyadhi jatirtha buddhi salilena karhiche janesu abhigyesu saeva gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means asses and cow. So this civilization, modern civilization, having no information of the soul, it is simply a pack of animals only. That's all. Therefore, they do not care what is the resultant action of their activities. They do not care for piety and vicious activities. They take everything. That is Asuric civilization. Pravittincha nivittincha navidu asurajana. Asurajana means this rascal, asuras, atheists, fools, rascals, they do not know pravitti and nivitti. Pravitti means in which subject matter we should take interest, that is called pravitti. And nivitti means in which subject matter we shall not take interest, or we shall try to give it up. The asurajana, they do not know. Just like we have got pravritti, inclination. Loki bhavaya amisa madhya siva nityasku jantu. Every living entity has got materially. There are two natures, spiritual and material. Materially, the inclination of sex enjoyment and eating meat, amisha. Amisha means eating meat, flesh and fish like that. That is called amisha. Non-vegetarian means niramisha. Amisha and madda and babaya. Babaya means sex. Loki babaya amisha madda seva. Sex, indulgence and eating meat, flesh, eggs and drinking wine. Madda. Madda means liquor. The nityasu jantu. Jantu. When one is in the material world, he is called jantu. Jantu means animal. Although he is living entity, he is not called jiva soul. He is called jantu. Jantar deho upapattare. Jantar. This material body is developing for the jantu, or animal. Anyone who is devoid of spiritual knowledge, he is called jantu or animal. This is the shastra. Jantar deho upapattare. Who gets this material body? Jantu. Animal. So long we shall get on continually get or change this material body, we remain jantu, animal. Klesha de asa de ha, a jantu, animal, can tolerate or he is forced to tolerate. Just like a bullock yoked in the cart and whipping, he has to tolerate. He cannot get out of it. Similarly, when they are taken to slaughterhouse to be killed, he has to tolerate it. There is no way. This is called jantu. So those who have surrendered to the material nature, he has to suffer. He has to suffer. There is no way out. You have accepted this body, you must suffer. Klesha de asadeha. This material body means suffering. So they do not know this. They are making so many arrangements and plans how to become happy, how to become peaceful without any miserable condition. But these rascals do not know that so long you have got this material body, either a king's body or an ant's body, you must have to suffer. They do not. Therefore, Krishna says here that you take care of the soul, tasmādenam, tasmādevam viditvā. Just try to understand the soul is important. You have got to lament for this body. This is already settled. So much suffering, so much comforts we will get. Although the body, material body, because the material body is also created according to the three qualities. Karanam gunasangasya sadasad janma jonishu. When the inquiry is that why one has got the king's body and why one has got the pig's body. There are so many other bodies, 8,400,000 of different types of bodies. So why the difference is there? That difference is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam. Karanam means cause. Why these varieties are born? Karanam gunasanga asya asa jivasa. He is associating with different kinds of qualities and therefore he is getting a different type of body. Karanam gunasanga asya. Therefore, our business should be not to associate with the material quality, even after goodness. Material quality, goodness, means the brahminical quality. Satya sama dhamma tithikha. Devotional service is transcendental to this good quality also. In this material world, if somehow or other he has got the birth in a brahmana family or is executing his duties exactly a strict brahmana, still he is conditioned under the laws of this material world. Still. And what we speak of others, those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, their position is most abominable. Jaharna guna vittista adhogacchanti tamas. Those who are in the modes of ignorance, jaharna, very abominable condition. So at the present moment, that is Shudra, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In this age of Kali, everyone is in the modes of ignorance. Shudra. They do not know, because they are not. One who knows that I am spirit, soul, and of this body, he is Brahma. And one who does not know, he is Shudra, Kripana. Itat vidityaja prayati sa Brahma. Everyone dies, that's all right. But one who dies after knowing the spiritual truth, just like here, the students who are trying to understand what is spiritual life, and somehow or other, if he understands that his spirit soul at least, then he becomes Brahma. He becomes Brahma. Etat viditya. And one who does not understand, he is Kripana. Kripana means miser. Brahmana means liberal. These are the shastric injunctions. So first of all, we have to become Brahmana, then Vaishnava. Brahmana simply knows that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, brahma janati iti brahmana, brahma bhuta prasannatma. By such knowledge one becomes prasannatma, means relief. As you feel relief, if there is burden on your head, and when the burden is taken away, you feel relief. Similarly, this ignorance that I am this body is a great burden, a burden upon us. So, when you get out of this burden, then you feel relieved. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Means, when actually one understands that I am not this body, I am so, then he has to work so hard for maintaining this body, so he gets relieved. Why am I working so hard for this lump of material thing? Let me execute my real necessity of life, spiritual life. There is great relief. There is great relief. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Na sochati na kankri. Relief means there is a hankering, no lamentation. These are the Brahma bhuta. So, our actual business is to become Brahma bhuta. So, who can become? That is explained already. Krishna has already explained that. What is that meant? Jamhina bhathante te. Bhathante does not give pain. Material burden, that is always troublesome. Even this body, this is also another burden. We have to carry it. So, when one is not disturbed by this bodily pain and pleasure, there is no pleasure, simply pain. Here pleasure means a little absence of pain. Just like you have got a bowel here. What is called? Boil? Puriya? So it is always painful. By some medical application, when the pain is little relief, you think that now it is happiness. But the boil is there. How you can be happy? So, here actually there is no happiness. But we think we have discovered so many counteractions. Just like there is disease, we have discovered a medicine. We have discovered medical college, manufacturing, big physician, MD, FRCS. But that does not mean you live. You have to die, sir. So the boil is there. A little application of temporary medicine, it makes... Therefore there is no happiness at all in this material world. Therefore Krishna said, why you are feeling happy? You have to die after all, which is not your business. You are eternal, but still you have to accept that. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anugat. This is your real problem. But these rascals, they do not know. They think death is natural. After death everything is finished. Now, so long I am not dying, let me enjoy. Rinam kritya kritam pivet. Enjoyment means, according to our Indian system, their enjoyment is not meat eating, as in the Western country. Their enjoyment is eating ghee more. Become chubby, fatty. That is their enjoyment. So Charvak Muni recommended, now eat ghee and enjoy life. Kachauri, sangara, all made of ghee, prepared. Then I have no money, sir. Where shall I get ghee? Rinam kritya, beg, borrow, steal, get ghee. Samara, black market, white market, anyway, bring money and ghee. That's all. Rinam kritya, ghitam pibet, eat as much possible ghee. Rinam kritya, ghitam pibet, javad jive sukham bhitti. Jive, sukhang jive. So long as you live, live merrily, very nicely. That is the theory of all the European philosophers. Live merrily. But the philosopher at the end becomes paralyzed. His merriness is finished. Who is that philosopher who has become paralyzed? So, they make all these theories, not only European philosopher, another philosopher in India, Dr. Radhakrishna, he is now brain paralyzed. So they do not understand that there is a controller, we may theorize in so many ways of our happy life, but you cannot be happy, sir, so long you have got this material body. That's a fact. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anugata. Therefore, intelligent person, they should be. Krishna is making everyone intelligent. You rascal, you are under the bodily concept of life. Your civilization has no value. It is rascal civilization. Here is the point. Janghina badhante te purusang purusarva. Sama dukha sukhanga jhiram. Samrita kaya kalpate. Your problem is how to be re-established again as eternal. Because we are eternal. Somewhere or other we have fallen in this material world. Therefore we have to accept birth and death. So our problem is how to again be eternal. That is amritatva. But these rascals, they do not know that there is possibility of becoming eternal. Simply by trying to understand Krishna, one can become immortal. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati sattva. Simply try to understand Krishna, what is Krishna? Then, taktade hang punarjanma naiti. Simply by understanding Krishna. Even you don't serve Krishna. If you serve, then you are already divided. If he simply philosophically try to understand the position of Krishna. But no, the muras, the rascals, they will say, we accept Krishna as a great man. We don't accept Krishna as God. The Arya Samaji say, All right, if you accept a great man, great personality, why don't you accept his teaching? Then what kind of accepting a great personality? If you actually accept Krishna as a great personality, at least you must follow the instruction of Krishna. Now, that also they will not do. And still, they are Arya Samaj. Arya means advancing part, degrading part. Real advancing party is Krishna conscious person, the devotees of Krishna. They are Arya. Just like Arjuna, when he was trying to neglect the instruction of Krishna, said, I am not fine. So he said, on Arjuna, anyone who disobeys the instruction of Krishna, he is on Arjuna. And one who obeys the instruction of Krishna, he is Arya. That is the reason. The so-called Arya Samaj, they disobey the instruction of Krishna, and still they claim to be Arya. Actually, they are anarja, anarja justa. These things are in the Bhagavad Gita. So, nāmasūcitam manasi. Krishna here said, You are eternal, your business is how to achieve that eternal position, and so far the body is concerned, antavatri me deha, this is distractible, so you should not be very much serious about this body. This is the distinction between the Vedic civilization, Arya civilization, Vedic civilization Arya, and Anarya civilization. Anarya civilization means bodily concept of life, and Arya civilization means spiritual concept of life, how to make spiritually advancement, that is real civilization. Those who are compact in the thought of bodily comforts of life, they are all anarjas, and that is now duplicated. Nānusocitam manasi. Don't lament on these immaterial things. Thank you very much. Thank you.